Lawmakers and criminal justice reform advocates are proposing a less ambitious agenda this legislative session than in years past. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the change is a result of continued opposition to large-scale reforms.
Criminal justice reform advocates who have tried to fix policy failures in Oklahoma's criminal justice system in the last decade have taken huge bites at a time.
Oklahomans voted on the ballot to change the punishment for nonviolent minor drug offenses.
In his first year, Governor Kevin Stitt helped push lawmakers to make those changes retroactive. But reformers have taken some losses. Most of the reform agendas for the 2017 and 2019 legislative sessions were voted down or blocked from passing early procedural hurdles. House Minority Leader Emily Virgin says the strong opposition to reform has taken a toll.
Unfortunately, I think that some of the opposition groups have scared legislators from taking some of these big, bold actions that need to be taken.
Although Virgin supports many of the reform bills this session, she thinks lawmakers are taking a step away from harder policy questions.
We also are going to have to talk about mandatory minimum sentences on all crimes, not just those that are technically listed as nonviolent.
One of the highest impact bills reform advocates are endorsing this year is Senate Bill 704, which is another attempt to stop giving higher prison sentences to people with former felony convictions who are convicted of new nonviolent felonies. Chris Steele is executive director of Oklahomans for Criminal Justice Reform.
Our goal for this legislative session is to continue the work necessary to bring Oklahoma's prison sentence ranges in line with the national average.
Steele says Senate Bill 704, sponsored by Republican Senator Dave Rader, would go a long way toward bringing prison sentences in Oklahoma more in line with other states. But a very similar policy was proposed to voters in a state question last year that was rejected by 61% of voters. Steele says this legislation is different. The authors wrote it to address problems some voters had with the state question.
So, for example, Senate Bill 704 is not a constitutional amendment.
And there were concerns that if the question passed, courts wouldn't have been able to give harsher sentences for serious crimes not listed as violent under state law before the ballot initiative was written.
The bill would not apply to any domestic violence felony. The bill would not apply to any felony offense that requires registration under the Sex Offender Registration Act.
Any animal cruelty convictions or DUIs that cause injuries. Another central piece of legislation reform advocates are championing this year would give the agency charged with managing state funds and resources an annual deadline to tell legislative leaders how much money is being saved by that landmark voter initiative you heard Governor Stitt mention. The initiative made drug possession and low-level property crimes misdemeanors instead of felonies, and another successful ballot question required the state to keep track of any savings.
Capture those savings and actually have the legislature appropriate those savings back to the counties in the form of enhanced mental health services and substance abuse treatment.
Reformers are pushing another bill that would direct state funds toward violence prevention through treatment. Another that would expand eligibility for state prisoners to receive medical parole, and a bill that would create a hospice care program in state prisons. For any of the bills to pass, they will need broad Republican support. Democratic Representative Emily Virgin thinks some might have a chance.
There does seem to have been sort of a mindset shift.
Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat recently told State Impact there is a need for more progress on law changes that made certain drug-related crimes misdemeanors. Still, Virgin says considering failed attempts from the past few years, it's likely even this session's less sweeping reform agenda will face an uphill battle in Oklahoma's legislature. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.